And now it's time for Back Talk. That's where we lift up the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere. Editor Ahmad Omar is here again. So, Ahmad, what do you have for us today?
Well, Maria, I want to start with an interview we did last week with Academy Award-winning actor Morgan Freeman. And he said something about President Barack Obama that set off quite the controversy.
America's first black president hasn't arisen yet. He's not America's first black president. He's America's first mixed race president.
Well, what happened next is what we in the business call something going viral. The story got picked up by pretty much every media outlet you can think of, and then some. Here's a little taste.
America is proud to have its first black president, but Oscar-winning actor Morgan Freeman thinks otherwise.
That's accurate.
That would be accurate.
But you know, it's not how you feel. It's how the world views you, I think. Well, and so he calls himself a black president.
Well, Morgan Freeman's getting a lot of heat because he says that Obama is not black.
And on Twitter, Morgan Freeman went from about 1,000 mentions the day before our story to more than 5,000 the day it went to air, according to the website Topsy.
Wow. So people have been looking at this story from every angle. That website also tracks the stories related to a topic. And we've been seeing spinoffs ranging from Morgan Freeman, Obama not first black president, to Morgan Freeman's misguided mixed race quote, and don't forget his white mama.
Side note, Maria, Morgan Freeman was also getting love on Twitter for his voice. A couple other tweets and stories that were getting a lot of traffic from Twitter. Morgan Freeman should be the voice for Siri. And if Morgan Freeman was smart, he would record his own eulogy. Also, if I had a voice like Morgan Freeman, I would just talk to myself
all day.
Let's hear that voice one more time.
They always leave you with the question, could we? Can we? Will we?
Yes, they do always leave you with that question. Okay, Ahmad, we also got a letter from listener Toy Graham in Hampton, Massachusetts, saying, this morning while listening to your program, I think I heard one of the beauty shop participants say that the Affordable Health Care Act provides free abortion services. If my hearing was accurate, would you please correct this statement? It would be a gross inaccuracy, which would tend to alienate many people from the new health care program.
Well, thanks for that letter, Toy. And Toy was talking about a comment from Mary Kate Carey, who is a former speechwriter for President George H.W. Bush. Mary Kate tells us she was referring to the Health and Human Services ruling under the Affordable Care Act, requiring insurance companies to provide contraceptive services, including the morning after pill to women. That would also cover employees of Catholic hospitals and universities, but not the churches themselves. Now, some Catholic groups say they're deeply concerned with that ruling. Mary Kate says the issue could come into play this fall, especially with Latino and Catholic voters.
Okay, what else, Ahmad?
Okay, last news update. James Ammons has stepped down as president of Florida A&M University. You might recall he was on our program last month talking about cleaning up the culture of hazing at that school. The school's been under a lot of scrutiny since marching band drum major Robert Champion died after a hazing ritual. Champion's parents sued the school on the same day Ammons resigned, and we're reaching back out to James Ammons for another conversation.
And remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. To tell us more, you can call our comment line at 202-842-3522 or visit us online at npr.org/tellmemore. Please remember to leave us your name. You can also find us on Twitter. Just look for Tell Me More NPR. Thanks so much, Ahmad.
Thank you, Maria.